And so we have to prove that. Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen all here with bigness in our hearts and bigness in our minds as we approach Friday the 13th with all of the glim and glitter. Glim? No.
No.
Glim isn't.
Glitter is good.
Glitter is good. Right. Okay, let's do that. So there are a lot of things going on as usual. I don't even know why. I get so annoyed when I listen to these dull hosts. Yeah, it's a slow news day. Nothing much going on. Let's talk about guns. Let's talk about abortion. Let's talk about capital punishment.
Yeah. Those are all screaming Christmas topics to me right
yeah.
now, too.
You're right. Exactly. That's kind of like the budget deal. With all of the discussion about the budget and the fact, Kenny and I were talking about this earlier, Jennifer, how every year at this time the unemployment benefits run out just before Christmas. Who doesn't see that as cynical and as part of the budget deal? I'm actually not even clear, Kenny, maybe you can shed some light on this, whether it is. I've listened to reports that indicate sort of both sides here. There is or there isn't an extension of the benefits. A lot of the Republicans are upset for various reasons. Some Republicans, I shouldn't say a lot, because it appears that, excuse me, there are a lot of Republicans, at least in Congress, who went along with this, whether they were strong-armed by Boehner or not. That's not clear. But do we have a continuation of benefits, the giveaways, for people who have been on unemployment insurance for way too long anyway? How's
yes.
that for pejorative?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. So we got.
I don't know if it's been extended or not.
Yeah, see, I can't tell by any.
There have been so many people who have come out and started to rant and rave and criticize this even before the whole bill was announced.
Mm.
And it's not. I haven't been able to find it online yet, so I don't know if they're waiting for the Senate to sign it and to pass it and the president to sign it, or if something else is going on. But I haven't seen exactly what's in it yet.
All right. So
you don't really need to know, Ken. Come on.
This is America. We don't need it. We trust the government.
We'll figure it out after they push it through.
All right. So here is an example of that. Kenny edited a number of callers that either dialed us up at 888-302-DOUG or they have called other programs. Sometimes we save some of these calls. We edited them. We're very creative and clever here as to how we handle your calls. So here are, over the course of the week, some of the people who have made it on the air, some of the people who haven't made it on the air. But there are, it's a pretty good overview, if I do say so, even though I didn't do it. Kenny, you can say it's a pretty good overview because you did
it's
it,
pretty
right?
good overview.
It's a good overview. All right. So, Obamacare has passed this by. I think I'm going to leave that on the back burner for a while. But the budget does seem to be something new and different. So here are some of your reactions and your fellow listeners' reactions to the budget deal.
I think Obama's a little bit nonchalant with our health care. If a few people are suffering, that is just too much. If we cannot appeal this law right now...
All right, wait a minute. Hold the phone. Wait just a minute here. Michael Forty is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Once again, he's too busy looking at some of the pictures of his girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
And Michael, you can't do that while we're on the air. Can you just put those pictures aside? And let's concentrate on the budget callers. This is take two on the budget callers.
I would have preferred to see an even lower level of spending because, as I say, my concern is the debt. And I am a Republican, but I was very dismayed by the lack of budgetary restraint during the Bush years. That, for me, was one of the principal failings. Because we will reach a point as the size of the overall budget grows and the size of the debt grows, we will reach a point where the system will be really strained. And if we have another large recession, that's going to put a lot of pressure on everyone. And my concern is all the entitlement programs that people are much more dependent on are really going to suffer. There's going to be a real crunch.
Well, they are not thinking about the people out there who have families with unemployment, not extending it. What would they do if we decide to put on the ballot next year, everybody in America, to reduce their pay and let them see how to do it and let them make pay for their own insurance? How cold-hearted can this Congress be in some of the Democrats to go along with such deals that's happening? People around the world is looking at America. They talk about yesterday about the handshake of the president and everything like that. They can throw anything to put on the news except to help bring jobs back here. If they start charging these big companies who got this money overseas in the Cayman Islands, these jobs there, we will see a difference. Charge them every week for those jobs that's overseas, and we can have money. They're hiding their money to rich people.
Even though I'm a Democrat, I see that both parties are kind of, you know, I don't see the hitting the nail on the head. We're worried about unemployment and insurance and, you know, and continuing that. There should be investments in jobs, investments in the small farms in this country to hire people, get the money going back to the government, because eventually it will. When people sell their products, small businesses and sell their products and women sell their products, there'll be money coming back to the government. I think that both parties don't have the right picture, and we need to revamp a lot of ideas of how we're going to turn the economy around.
Well, I think Boehner is just lying through his teeth again about this budget deal. It's not good. It actually raises taxes, but they're calling them fees instead of taxes. There's no entitlement savings. All the sequestration stuff that Republicans fought so hard for, they're just let go, given up on, and Boehner is showing his spineless self again.
Oh, my God, isn't that awful? No spine. How does he stand up then if he doesn't have a spine?
It's tough.
That must be, right.
How did he get two-thirds of Republicans to vote for this with no spine?
I don't know. Maybe he's got pictures of them with chickens.
That could be true, actually.
Listen, 888-30, you can't figure out, in Washington, you can't tell the chickens from the chickens, if you know what I mean. 888-302-3684, email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Jennifer at DougStephan.com, Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show, yada, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Coming up, the United Nations does its job. You'll all be excited. Let's see whether you're excited or not. Ladies and gentlepersons everywhere. Can you put, if you put ladies and gentlemen together, it's gentle persons, right?
Together.
Gentle people. If you have not ordered Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A yet, now, N-O-W is the chance to call and get this as a great Christmas deal. It's what, a week or so? How many? We have 10 days till Christmas, right? So, as the sale continues at Chamonix with some of their products, Provia is one of them, the all-natural, clinically proven hair follicular manipulator. I like that, too. The hair follicular.
You're talking in tongues today.
This is nice. Right there.
Subtitles or something.
I kind of want a microphone.
Tongues, not.
Oh, tongue.
No, you don't like that.
Yeah. All right. Let's do this on the straight, shall we?
Okay.
Men and women, if you are losing your hair, have lost your hair, and you're frustrated, may I suggest you call 800-525-8319. Why would I suggest that? Well, because you can give yourself the gift of stronger, fuller, more beautiful hair, and perhaps help somebody else out. You know, get the three or four of these setups. Very best gift for people who don't have hair that I can think of. It's easily acquired by dialing 800-525-8319. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? You can order Provia right now and receive the brand new Provia Super Concentrate, which will make the cleansing of your pores where the hair comes out even faster. It makes the hair thicker faster, so you'll look like you got more hair faster. I guess that's really the idea here. 800-525-8319. Call now. Mention Doug Stephan. Free express shipping is my Christmas present to you. Provia and the idea of getting more hair and having yourself look much better is also my Christmas gift idea for you. Best deal of the year. Best time to call is now for Provia. 800-525-8319.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years. Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
Stetson. This holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson cologne for men.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person. We're a week away from the actual start of winter, but you couldn't tell that by looking around most of the countries. It's cold and snowy, and with that comes the cold and flu season. So visit Exergen.com for information, some tips, helping you help yourself to better health. That's what Exergen is all about. It has you covered. This portion of the program brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometers, the most accurate temperature read. Be sure to have one for your family. So the United Nations makes a big announcement today. You ready? Excited?
I love big announcements from the United Nations, right. Yes.
United ready. Nations says chemical weapons were probably used in Syria this year.
Really? Probably? Yep.
They've confirmed that. They have been studying this since August. So
doesn't take long for them, does it?
No, they're right on top of things. In a report that was just released, the experts led by Swedish professor Aki Sellström examined 7 chemical weapons attacks and said that they lacked information to corroborate the allegations that they used sarin gas at 2 locations. So they say 5. Anyway, this is right on top of things. I want to congratulate the United Nations for doing a stellar job. This is important work that had to be done, and it only took them 4 months to conclude what everybody else concluded in 5 minutes, that sarin gas had been used. And this is another example of how ridiculous, and the whole thing at the United Nations is a joke. Is it a good idea? Yeah, it's a great idea.
If it worked the right way.
But how do they gain or garner any respect when they come up with a report that is 4 months after the fact
already that
everybody else
knew.
Figured
yeah.
it out? Right. It's foolishness. But I thought it was worth at least a giggle and a grin. So there you have it, folks. Big news from the UN. Big news. 21 after on Good Day.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Contestant-driven shows that are on TV right now, The Sing-Off and The X Factor. Sing-Off is the a cappella show that I really have, of the things that are on, I find this to be the
Have you been
compelling.
Watching?
No, but I'm listening. And so, through the magic of audio, we have a lot of the stuff that we can bring to the program. All four of the groups opened up the show, The Sing-Off, last night with In Your Eyes. You want to crank it up a bit, Mike?
I don't love this, actually.
I don't either.
Me either.
Yeah, okay. So let's move on.
Too much going on.
Yeah. Let's move on to the top four contestants over on The X Factor.
Doesn't kill you, makes us stronger.
Opening up the show with Stronger. Already I like this better.
Yeah, this is better. Yeah. And this isn't great, but it's better.
Yeah.
Who did There's where it gets a little cheesy.
Kelly Clarkson.
All right. So we think the X Factor piece is better for comparative terms when it comes to the way they opened their show last night. All right, that takes care of that portion of our entertainment. A lot of people, I have done a survey on what people want us to talk about here.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to get to that. One of them is they love the conversation that comes as a result of many of the entertaining shows that are on the air. They like your part in that, Jennifer. Let's put Jennifer aside, though, for a moment.
Oh.
And go to the late night shows from last night. Aww.
Typical.
Well. Wait till late. You get your chance. Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, David Letterman, Jimmy Fallon bring you some laughs.
Everyone's talking about the sign language interpreter at Nelson Mandela's memorial, who faked his translations. Well, now he says he hallucinates, sees angels, and is sometimes violent. Yeah, in a related story, next week he starts as Gary Busey's life coach. Hoping for the transition to be good. How did that guy get in? I don't even know how he...
I don't know.
He was standing next to world leaders.
Yeah.
That was madness.
I don't know. It gives me a whole new racket, though, that I'm going to try.
Well, the New York Post reports that when Nancy Pelosi briefed congressional Democrats about the budget deal, she told them to embrace the suck. Isn't that the slogan of the New York Giants? Isn't that their slogan?
I don't know.
Well, in defending the budget deal, Congressman Paul Ryan quoted the Rolling Stones. He said, "You can't always get what you want." That's for the budget deal. When it comes to Congress, here's a better Stones quote. "We can't get no satisfaction." Okay, how about that?
Hey, cold. How about that? It's actually winter-like cold. It was so cold. Here's how cold it was today. You know that fake sign language guy?
Oh, yes. Yeah, sure.
It was so cold today he was signing with mittens. You know why it's so cold? It's that chill coming off Michelle Obama. Have you seen that picture?
This is kind of cool. The Canadian airline WestJet. You hear about this? Yeah, some Canadians here? WestJet, they're the coolest people ever. They had this new holiday promotion. I think it's great. Before they get on the plane, they ask passengers what they want for Christmas. Then they buy the item during their flight and have it waiting for them at baggage claim.
Oh.
Isn't that awesome? Well, Southwest Airlines has a fun new promotion. Or they just send your luggage to a wrong airport.
And it's just really, it's just, where is my... I got to go on an adventure. Go bomb with your family.
Oh, come on. That's not nice. Well, let's see. I have...
WestJet is a great airline.
It is nice. It's a Canadian airline. Comes, yep. It mostly goes to the Western United States. The Christmas star of the day today is Sarah Beth, who will join us in the next half hour. So, aren't you impressed with all
she
the entertainment?
Sweet.
Sarah Beth. And some of her music we focus on, because we do every day during this hour. Have the Christmas star of the day here on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Mary Madeline and Jonathan Alter. Coming right up, is Pope Francis a Marxist?
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
We're back with today's Both Sides Minute with Madeline and Alter. Today's question, how awkward is it for American Catholic conservatives that Pope Francis decries trickle-down economics is immoral?
It is an obligation for Catholics to take care of their brother. Now, you cannot be charitable if you don't have any money. You can't have any wealth to be charitable with unless the economies are functioning. And capitalism or free markets have lifted more people out of poverty. It's just the reality.
You know, the idea that this is somehow Marxist, when he did talk about the importance of markets in creating wealth, is just ridiculous. These ideas are not new in the Catholic Church. In 1891, Pope Leo XIII talked about, quote, a living wage, talked about, quote, labor unions throughout the world.
This is your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Ourselves back into the top stories of the day, shall we? Discussion of same here on the. I didn't say I had to be sane. I said it had to be this. It was the same. I used an M instead of an N. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen.
Sane is so overrated.
It is. It's boring.
Newsfest.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. We are not here to put you to sleep. Although there are some of the things that a lot of people have been talking about this week. I have purposely stayed away from discussing the anniversary of the Newtown school shooting.
It's tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah. Mostly because the town has asked the news media to stay away. Of course, the news media isn't going to stay away. But there are a lot of personal and private moments, a lot of families affected by this. And by the way, what comes of rehashing this anyway?
Right.
What good?
It's not one of those anniversaries. To me, an anniversary should be a celebration of something, yeah, and this is not a celebration of anything.
No. All right.
No.
So you'll pardon us if we don't spend any time on that, ladies and gentlemen, gentle persons. All right. Let's see here. One of the things that cropped up yesterday, the Federal Communications Commission, in all of its grandeur and splendor, has decided this is from the same sort of league as the United Nations. Discussion, for those of you who are just joining us, in the last half hour we talked a little bit about the United Nations coming up with a report on the use of gas in Syria. And they're right on top of things because this is a report that came out yesterday.
Nothing can sneak by these guys.
No, nothing can sneak. If only happened, everybody else knew it 4 months ago. Took the UN 4 months to figure it out. Such is the same with the reality of using cell phones on airplanes. So how many times have they, this is sort of like my dog Charlotte, when she goes to the beach. She wants to get in the water, but she doesn't go very far.
Right.
She jumps in a little, then she jumps out. She's
in,
yeah. She's out, in, out. So the FCC, same thing. They've been yakking about this, squawking about this, the study to figure out whether it's safe to use cell phones on airplanes anymore. Because the old ruse was, if you use your cell phone, the plane's going to crash, right? It's going to interfere with the navigation in the plane.
I don't know about you, but I have. There have been times when I thought I've shut off my phone and it was still on.
Right, me too.
And the plane was.
I leave it on purpose sometimes.
Do you just to test it out?
Yeah, right. Yeah. And I'm here. And
I would never try to test it out, but I might do it by accident.
Here's how I know it didn't. It was nonsense. About eight or nine years ago, I was invited to take a trip to Europe, Sarajevo. I was one of the fellow who owns a San Francisco football team. He had started a wheelchair program to benefit those in countries where there have been wars who needed wheelchairs, and then the country, for whatever the reason, couldn't provide them. So he loaded up the underbelly of his airplane. He invited me and four or five other radio people to go with him on a week-long trip to dispense these wheelchairs. And I was happy to go. It was a great conversation. It was a great trip, and I learned a lot. I liked him a lot. At any rate, so he says, you know, he's sitting across from me, and I'm sort of nozing off, and dozing off. And then I woke up, and I don't know why I did, but I heard somebody, I think, behind me on a cell phone. And I looked around, and I went, wow, he's using a cell phone. This is a plane. I was going to do that. The guy looks at me, and he says,
Did you tackle him? Did you jump on top of him?
No.
Stop using your phone.
I got my cell phone out, and I decided to try
to
use it.
You wanted to do it, too.
Right. But we were, you can't, when you get up to 30,000 plus feet.
There's no service.
Right, exactly. You can't use them anyway, because when you get above 10,000 feet, there's no signal. So, just for the fun of it, Ken, who was the fellow that was the host of the trip, said to me, when we made three or four stops in America, started on the West Coast, to pick up people in Washington and New York, and I forget where else, but at any rate, then we flew to Reykjavik to fuel the plane, and then we flew over to Belgium, and we went to the areas of Macedonia, the old Macedonia, where all of the uproar was. On the way, he said, each time we take off and land, I'm going to use my cell phone. You can use yours too. And I did. And I realized then that all this was a ruse back in the days. This is 25 years ago when they started this, to get you to use the phones on the plane.
$5 a minute phone.
Right. Exactly. This whole thing was a complete ruse. So now the FCC.
Kind of like you can bring water on the plane, but you have to buy it at the airport.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Can't take it through. Do not take it through the X-ray machine. Well, the same thing. The thing is true with the FCC. It's nonsense. So, do we spend any more time on that? I think probably pretty much covered that anyway, right?
Yes.
A lot of discussion this week about immigration reform on certain news talk radio programs. I don't find anything new.
There's not. They're just rehashing.
I'm all hopped up about immigration and how ridiculous our attitude is toward people who come to this country illegally. But there's nothing. I don't see anything except a bunch of people who I don't even know where the immigration bill is. Does anybody know where that bill is?
I think it just
kicked around.
I think it's gone, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like
nobody knows.
The can with the old. This is really a great using your imagination or imagery, guided imagery. This is called. Close your eyes unless you're driving, and imagine what it was like when you were a kid kicking a can down the road. We've all done that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's plastic bottles, but same thing. So that's where we are with immigration reform. I kind of have enjoyed the conversation this week about the NSA because it appears Mr. Snowden has helped us once again through The Guardian to understand how they went after gamers. Jennifer and Kenny, do you understand what that was all about?
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
Kenny does.
What, the World of Warcraft stuff was about?
Yeah.
They're
going after the people who use. I don't even know this game. That's kind of why I know you don't. I think earlier this week we figured out none of us.
Duck and I are the worst
about these damn games.
Spokespeople for anything about video games.
Right. So anyway, but the sort of background there, Kenny, is what I was wondering. The war. What is it called? The War of Game.
World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft. So what happens in that game?
It's basically a humongous sci-fi kind of war that you play with it's a multiplayer game. You play with friends you do or don't know online, and the goal is to build the best team and wipe out everybody else.
Okay, so the NSA uses this somehow or other to get to people who are terrorists? Isn't that kind of what they figure, that terrorists are using this to hone their skills? So what I was more impressed with, frankly, I don't know if impressed is the right word, with the story about the FBI able to log on to people's computers and watch what you're doing, mm-hmm. and the green light doesn't go on, so you don't know you're being watched.
Right.
I find that to be more common. The NSA stuff is the same old crap.
Yeah, with the video games, you know what people are doing.
Right.
I mean, it's no secret, but that when someone's watching you in your home on a webcam that is sitting in your computer and you don't know, that's a problem.
Yeah. I'm sticking out my tongue right now at my computer.
You giving him the old finger?
Yeah, I'm going to give him. Yeah, exactly. I'm giving him the finger.
You show him, Doug. You
right.
show him.
You can't right. do that to me. Who do you think you are? Anyhow, Time Magazine's selection of the Pope. Why is this a controversy? The Pope's, we like the Pope.
We like the Pope. So, and, you know, he came out the other day and said that, you know, we're all a little too extravagant. He's a good Pope. I have to, in my lifetime, growing up Catholic, this guy has really kind of shaken things up a little bit. I like him.
Well, I think that's what it is. There are people who are not Catholic. I don't know if there are many Catholics, but they're not Catholic, who think the Pope ought to mind his own business when it comes to consumerism and capitalism and you know, what to do with our money. You know, I don't know if it's the most important thing. I don't want to think that he's one of these redistribution people. Did you get that out of this, Kenny? That he's a redistribution person, take the money from the rich and give it to the poor? I mean, the Pope's supposed to be...
Not exactly, no.
No, well, so...
No, I mean, it's you know, it's the same thing that most organized religions do. If you have means and you can help, they ask you to help the less fortunate.
All right. I think it's time for us to have the Christmas star of the day on, don't you? Let's have some music, a little Christmas fun. We're going to meet Sarah Beth in a moment, and Jennifer is going to love her, I predict. 888.
That's what everybody keeps saying.
Oh, well, listen, so we're
Ken
at least
told
consistent.
Me the same thing.
Heart Factors Plus. This is the best time of year to think about your health and the health of those people you love, and to help them along a little bit. So, for this next week or 10 days, folks at Chamonix are making it very easy for you to get Heart Factors Plus to give to yourself, to give to friends, neighbors, anybody you know who has a healthy heart. This is an all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve your blood flow. So if you've got good blood pressure, good heart, you want to maintain it, this is the way to do it. What a great way to say I love you to somebody, maybe your spouse, someone in your family, son, daughter, husband, whoever. This is good for everybody, and it will work for you, I guarantee it. I'm taking it, and look at me. Listen to me.
The good picture Lord. Of health.
I am. Give yourself and others a gift of a healthier level of blood pressure for the rest of their lives. Improved cardiovascular health. Get the blood to your head, to your muscles, to your heart, everywhere. And it's so easy to do it. All you do is call 800-577-8560, 800-577-8560. Order Heart Factors Plus today. Get a brand new CoQ10 fish oil formula just for trying Heart Factors Plus. We all know how good that is for your heart and circulation. So two for the price of one. Plus mention Doug Steffen. Get free express shipping. Heart Factors Plus says it all. 800-577-8560.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
Janky, J to the A-N-K-Y, used to describe something inferior, of poor quality. Busted, something never used to describe me, Sony headphones. How can I sound so sophisticated, yet look so dope? I'm designed that way, which is why you should put me on your holiday list.
Boy.
Something missing from your list, like electronics by Sony, Monster, and iHome? Come to Kohl's Great Big Gift Weekend Sale for lots of great savings and get Kohl's cash this Thursday through Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
A recent study by Fidelity Investments finds that more than half of working Americans are at risk of not being able to cover essential expenses in retirement. But there are steps you can take to help you better prepare. Lauren Bruhart is a senior vice president at Fidelity.
To help improve Americans' retirement readiness, Fidelity has identified 6 steps individuals can take to get on a path to a more secure retirement. For younger people, it's critical to save more now, to make sure your savings are invested appropriately for the long term, and to be realistic about when you will retire. The longer you can wait, the more time you'll have to build savings. If you're nearing or already in retirement, consider working a little bit longer, working part-time, or downsizing your home. These strategies can help improve your likelihood of a successful retirement.
To learn more about these steps and their potential benefits, take Fidelity's Retirement Readiness Quiz at fidelity.com/viewpoints. Keep in mind that investing involves risk, including the risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE SIPC. I'm John Dritten.
Listen to that fiddle.
Kissing You Under the Mistletoe.
I'm going to like it.
Here's a new single. Actually, this came about last year. From Sarah Beth, who's today's Christmas star of the day, contemporary country singer, songwriter from Texas. Sarah Beth, where in Texas are you from?
I'm actually from outside of Dallas. I'm from a town called Garland.
Garland.
It's actually a pretty big suburb, yeah.
Actually, a week ago today, I was in a sleet storm in Garland and didn't much like it.
I can imagine. Yeah, I actually was in Nashville, so I missed all the crazy weather.
Nice going.
Yeah,
good for you. Anyway, this is you are working with Dean Sam's debut album called Anything Is Possible. How's all that coming together, and how do you assess? I don't know if this is a fair question, but I want you to assess your own career. How's that?
Well, the best word I think to describe it is kind of a whirlwind, because I never thought that music is really what I was going to be doing with my life. It's
really?
Something that I always loved to do. Yeah. I know it's weird, but
Were you going to be a systems analyst for NSTAR? What were you going to do?
I didn't really know. You know, everyone tells you when you're growing up, like, oh, you're going to figure it out. Like,
right.
you'll know. And you get to college, and they're like, well, you'll figure out what you want to major in. And then 4 years later, you're like, well, I just kind of picked something because it seemed like the right thing to do. Or that's how I felt anyways. And so I was an entrepreneurship major. I went to Baylor and graduated and thought I was going to be starting my own business. I didn't think that business was going to be starting my own record label, but somehow that's the path that I ended up going down.
Good
and
you.
Like I said, it's been a whirlwind, but I think that I've been really, really fortunate and really blessed for, I mean, I just released my first music, you know, around this time last year.
Yeah.
And the last year I've done so many more things than I ever thought I would do in my life.
Have you made your first million yet?
Have I made my first what?
Million yet.
No.
It's coming.
I was teasing
you. Takes time.
Yeah, it does take time. You played with, you were on the road with Charlie Daniels Band. That must have been fun.
Yeah, I've played, it's like I said, it's a whirlwind. It's kind of crazy. And you're sharing the stage, you know, or opening up for these acts that you know, grown up listening to, or you have such great respect for, and then the next thing you know, you're on the same stage, and it's really surreal, and I feel really out of my league, but it's always fun. Music's just fun.
Believe me, if you get there, you got there because you have some talent, and somebody appreciates that. Give yourself some credit. I'm like that too, in a sense. In the world of radio, I've worked with some pretty wonderful people, including the people that I work with now, and I pinch myself every once in a while to think about how many people I get to talk to every day. It's really kind of a cool thing. So give yourself credit. Continue on your ways. I want to find out about your father's book on motivation. That's a subject for a different time, because I think that's one of the things that we sorely need in our country today. It obviously had impact on you, so congratulations. Yes. Here's another cut. This is Sarah Beth's new Christmas single called Grinch Please. Check out sarahbethmusic.com. Sarah Beth Music, spelled as you'd expect, sarahbethmusic.com, to cue into some of the neat songs from this lovely lady. It's 51 after on Good Day.
Grinch, please.
If your heart ain't overflowing.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Done there, Michael. Michael 48, the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn in Los Angeles. Kenny in San Diego. Doug's on the farm where it's cold and clear. And we move ourselves into the weekend with a Friday the 13th visit from Shelley Palmer in Tech Talk Time on Good Day. He's here to talk with you about Time Warner Cables. Time Warner Cables.
Just the one.
Time Warner Cables.
Time Warner Cable something?
Well, there's an apostrophe, yes.
There. Right, like they own something.
That is possessive.
Okay.
Time Warner is trying to get back former cable users who have left because of their high prices, terrible management, just basically Time Warner sucks. So let's see if they can see if they've convinced Shelley that you ought to be spending money with them, or he thinks you ought to consider them again. We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth.
A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager. I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager.
Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Massey, responsibly.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Time Warner Cable recently introduced a new bundle aimed to win back cord cutters who think cable TV has become too expensive. The Starter TV with HBO bundle includes access to 20 channels, including local channels in HD, as well as HBO and HBO Go for $30 a month. If this sounds familiar, that's because it is. Comcast started offering similar bundles in October. While it's a step in the right direction, there is some fine print. You'll still need to rent a cable box, which currently costs $10 a month, and you got to add in the taxes and the fees, so you'll wind up with a bill close to $50. And of course, that still doesn't include internet access or a DVR. Cable companies like Time Warner and Comcast are scrambling to regain the market share they're losing, and these types of bundles are a step in the right direction. Is it really enough to win back the cord cutters? Like always, they'll vote with their checkbooks. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
All right, let's, in technology, focus on these tech companies that have banded together to fight the NSA. Here's a radio report from host Jimmy Barrett talking to tech expert Morgan Reed about this.
Now that we're finding out more and more about this, Morgan, especially how it involves the gaming world, I can see why these companies are getting more and more concerned.
Well, the real problem that we're all facing with this is that not only is the NSA coming to private companies to ask them for huge quantities of information about their users, including Americans, it's that companies can't even disclose to their users what's going on. And that's been the huge part of the problem. At least if I can tell you, hey, Trey, you know, this is going to be a problem, you might want to know that if you do these things online, we're going to have to hand that information over to the NSA. That might be something at least you have some awareness of. But not only do they have to hand over the information, they also aren't allowed to disclose how many times the NSA requests information, what kinds of information the NSA requests. I'm not talking about specific information about individuals. They just want to say, this is the kind of stuff we're being asked for. You should know. Not allowed to. That information has been redacted by the NSA, and it's creating some huge problems for these companies, especially as they try to sell goods and services overseas. In fact, most of the major technology companies in the United States have more of their profit coming from sales overseas than they do here in the United States, and that's a good thing. We call those exports.
Right, right, and I'm sure they're very concerned about that. If nothing else, if the public at large, including people living in other countries who want to order this product, if they know that these companies, whether they are being cooperative or just forced to be cooperative or sharing information with the NSA, doesn't that make them less likely to want to buy or use their products?
Well, there's another part. The other shoe to this is the fact that although this is about the NSA, the interesting thing is that pretty much most of the European countries ask for and collect exactly the same kind of information.
Ah, dastardly people. My God, can you believe it?
Can't believe it.
That's horrible.
Horrible.
All right, so we've informed you and enlightened you in this hour. Is everybody happy?
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.